Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here we are, the Saints Players Show, live at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. This week's Black and Gold Star, Saints rookie defensive end Marcus Davenport, number 92, here with us at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. And, boy, you bring a crowd, man. You bring a crowd with you when you show up places, huh?
Hey, yeah, I'm just happy for the support. Thank y'all. You know, who dat?
Hey, thanks for being here. Certainly looking forward to the next hour talking to you. And the way we start this thing, Marcus, is pretty simple. I just like to talk about the journey of a player, and in particular yours. You got a fascinating story, I think. Your family's originally from New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What led you out of New Orleans? Was it Hurricane Katrina?
No. My dad was military, Air okay. Force. So, you know, I went to San Antonio by way of, stationed there.
How much time did you spend in New Orleans?
I've been here every couple years for different reasons. Last time I came here was about a year ago. You know, did not think I was coming back necessarily for the same reason. But, you know, I've been here, you know, off and on for a long time.
When did you start playing football?
Going into seventh grade year.
Okay, so you didn't start playing until later.
Yeah.
All right, where was that? That was in Texas?
Texas.
Okay. And you started playing. What position did you play right away?
I played offensive tackle and defensive tackle.
So how did you go from offensive tackle to eventually wide receiver and now defensive end?
So my dad didn't want me to play in high school, and then it just so happened that I was actually pretty good at, you know, playing receiver. And so I made the team and then made varsity the next year. And then we didn't really have a quarterback, so, you know, you can't be a good receiver if you ain't got no quarterback. So I moved to defense. And just from there, it's been my thing.
So why didn't your dad want you to play?
He was like, this is not the game for you. You get hurt. And so he wanted me to stick with basketball. But, you know, I showed him.
Did you call him every once in a while and go, hey, see?
Oh, yeah. No,
football
all the time.
My game.
Yeah, I'm like, look, this is me.
So there's a picture out there. I think it happened or surfaced during the time when you were drafted by the Saints. There's a picture of you in a Reggie Bush jersey.
Yeah, you know, my dad's from here, and so that was, you know, I didn't really watch football growing up, but when I did, it was the Saints.
What's your dad like in terms of being from here, rooting for the Saints, and then you get drafted by the Saints? I'm sure he was ecstatic, right?
Yeah, no, he actually, you know, shed a couple of tears. You know, I've never really seen my dad get that excited, but, you know, at the draft when my name was called, he was crying.
So going back to high school, you switched from receiver to defensive end. And then how'd you end up at UTSA?
I'd committed to UNLV, you know, out of the first week, and was really dead set on going there. I didn't really like UTSA at first because they didn't like me. But
what
I took a visit.
What do you mean they didn't like you?
You know, they waited a long time to offer me. But, you know, I understand, at least at that point. But, you know, I took a visit and actually met some people I grew up with that I looked up to, and decided to stay home.
How much did Frank Wilson have a role in getting you to UTSA and cultivating your talent?
Honestly, he wasn't there when I was there or when I was being recruited. But when he did come in, it was basically the recruiting process all over again. You know, coach has a way of selling you and a way of helping you see the dream and, you know, the tools to help you actually achieve it. And I think that was a big part, especially on all of us.
How instrumental was he, though, in your development there at UTSA?
I'd have to say a lot. You know, I've had a lot of good people around me, but he has helped me so much. You know, he's helped me think like a pro, practice like a pro, play like a pro. And that was just, you know, even at the college level, you still have to have that vision, that mindset. And it wasn't just about, you know, we're just going to go to school and try to be good. No, we wanted to be the best.
How much, so he had that impact on you. How much do you talk to him now? Does he still text you, call you every once in a while?
Yeah, I just saw him last week. I went to homecoming game. You know, Coach Frank always check up on me. He's a real good dude.
So the bye week broke perfectly for you. Got to go back, watch UTSA and homecoming. That's pretty sweet, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Got to check in with Frank Wilson. We're hanging out with Marcus Davenport, Saints defensive end here at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. This is Sports Talk here on Saints Radio, WWLAMFM.com. Out here at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Come on by till 7 o'clock. We've got Saints rookie defenseman Marcus Davenport here. He'll sign an autograph, take a picture with you as well. So come on by here on Veterans, Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Marcus, so walk me through draft night in particular. I'm sure it was a bit of a surprise to hear the Saints call and they trade up to draft you.
Yeah, honestly, you know, I was just sitting there and my one thought was like, dang, I don't want to be left undrafted after the night, like, you know. But we kind of knew a little bit early because of one of my agents. But I think it was just crazy because, like I said, I'd never seen my dad so excited. My mom started yelling. I had my best friends there with me. It was just it was a great time to be around family.
So you kind of got an inkling that early in the day that maybe the Saints
not early in the day. Like, it, like literally about a minute before they called. Literally a minute. And my dad was like, oh, no. He said he got so excited. He was like, I can't, like, it's only it's crazy that you would go there of all places in the world, that that would be the team.
So what was your initial contact conversation? Was it with Sean Payton after he drafted you?
It was with Mickey Loomis and then Coach Payton.
What did Coach Payton tell you?
Just be ready to come work, and we're glad to get you, and, you know, it's going to be great.
To have a team trade up to get you, a Super Bowl caliber team, did that add any more pressure? In other words, like, hey, this team made a big move, traded a first-round draft pick for me.
Initially, there wasn't pressure until, like, you know, everybody else brought it on. You know, I didn't really think about that. I was just so excited. But, you know, after coming here, and I kind of felt the pressure, you know, it kind of helped me push myself to different levels, you know, being able to play better than I did in college.
Did it drive you crazy that, because you were coming out of UTSA, a smaller school, right, and they kept throwing out there the level of competition, did that drive you nuts?
You know, football is football. You know, I wouldn't necessarily say that we're a smaller school. We're a younger school. You know, I'm pretty sure we're going on like 9 years right now. But, you know, I just think of it like this. You know, NFL is basically the best player you've played in college. And, shoot, that's it.
You've matched up against Teron Armstead during training camp and practice, et cetera. How much has he meant for your development, going up against a Pro Bowler and one of the best left tackles in the game?
You know, he's like a big brother. You know, he, even during our games, he sits me down and, you know, we just talk, you know, different rushes, different things that could work on these guys. You know, he's just always trying to help me. You know, that's one dude I want to be able to beat.
Yeah, if you could beat him consistently, then you're beating most left tackles consistently.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on.
I thought you matched up pretty well. How'd you think of your performance against Trent Williams?
He's a dog. Yeah. You know, he got after me. I think there was some plays I was able to, you know, be able to play my game. But for the most part, you know, I still have ways to improve. But, you know, I'm still winning some battles, and I'm trying to win more.
Has Ryan Nielsen, is he still on you pretty hard? Because he was coaching you hard from day one.
Yeah. No, I expected that. You know, he has ties with Coach Wilson. And, you know, from after talking to Coach Wilson, you know, I knew what I was getting into. A coach that will coach me hard, but that will get me better. You know,
are you a guy that you want that intense coaching? I would imagine most players do, right? The ones that want to be great, they want the intense coaching.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty much laid back. You know, I'm gonna take my coaching and I'm gonna work with it. Coach Nielsen just so happens to be very intense, and it helps. You know, my personality is so calm that he counteracts it. He gets a lot out of me.
Marcus Davenport, Saints defensive end here, rookie defensive end at Hooters on Vets and Metairie. It's a Saints player show. So Marcus, your time from the draft, and then you remember hitting the field for your first OTA and going, okay, this is a little bit different?
Yeah. I got out there. I'm like, oh, these guys are fast.
So you were used to being the fastest guy on the field, the strongest guy on the field today.
Not always, but I knew what I was doing. So that kind of made up for it.
So what adjustments have you had to make?
Now I feel like the fastest. No, I'm kidding. Now is more, you know, I feel sound in what I have to do. I feel better in my technique, and it's just letting loose. It's just playing my game.
The last couple of weeks, you've kind of, you know, been taking steps and improving week in and week out. Do you feel that? Do you see that? And do you feel like you're playing faster?
Yeah, I think it all, you know, relates back to Coach Nielsen and, you know, our philosophy as a defense, as a D-line. You know, you go 100% in practice. You can only play as good as you practice. So we practice like hardcore. Is, you know, we out there hitting, being physical, we trying to win. And that will translate over to the game, so that's what we're trying to do.
You know, a lot of teams I would imagine thought, you know, you coming in, they knew of you as a pass rusher, but I would imagine because you're new in the league that they wanted to come after you in a running game. Did you expect that they wanted to kind of run at you?
Yeah, you know, that's been my whole thing. You know, they always want to run at me. And, you know, my thing is, you know, come try it. But honestly, that relates back to my technique. I feel like I've improved, and so I'm able to play the run a little bit better.
Cam Jordan on the opposite side, veteran player, pro bowler, all pro. How much do you pick his brain?
All the time, you know, sometimes even if I don't want to, he comes out of nowhere. But, Cam, like I said, Teron's a big brother, Cam's a big brother. You know, he always helps me. You know, we're always just talking about something. You know, we have, like, a lot of similarities, likes. But, you know, of course he's a vet. That's someone I could go talk to and learn from.
Yeah, you know, when you have that happen to you, when you have a veteran like that, both of those guys, to know that, does it kind of show you that when you're a veteran one day, that if you could pass on some knowledge, it's kind of a pay it forward kind of deal?
You know, coming from UTSA, a younger school, that's all I've ever known. You know, I've always had people take me on their wing, teach me, and that's how it's supposed to be. So when I became a senior, that's what I did. And it's just great to actually see that in the NFL too.
So you're laid back. You admitted that. So what do you do to, I don't want to say unwind because you're kind of a mellow guy anyway, but what do you do when you're not playing football to not think about football or just escape a little bit?
So I love movies and TV shows and
what's your favorite
anime.
Movie of all time?
Favorite movie of all time? I really like Interstellar.
Interstellar. What's that about?
So basically the world's ending because of global warming.
Oh.
And
oh, wow. Some deep stuff.
Some deep stuff. But really it's about space and, you know, time dilation and trying to find a new home, something, you know, inhabitable. But, you know, let me not spoil it.
What's your favorite comedy?
Favorite comedy. You guys ever heard of Big Mouth?
Have not.
Shout out to Big Mouth, season 2. Just came out on
Netflix. I'm an Impractical Jokers guy.
Oh, I like that.
You watch that?
Yeah.
I love Impractical Jokers. I'm kind of a junkie on it. I'm kind of addicted. As a matter of fact, James Murray, he's gonna be on the show, I think, next Tuesday.
Okay,
he's
coming I might have to come by.
Yeah, he's not going to be here, but he's going to be on the phone. But anyway, so you like comedy. What kind of music? What's your genre of music?
So it's expanded a lot. So it used to be just a lot of rap, and lately it's a lot of indie music, some folk. I guess house. There's a lot of ways to describe my music, and it's I think the best way is different.
Marcus Davenport, yeah, different. Marcus Davenport, Saints rookie. Half hour down, a half hour to go here at Hooters on Vets and Metairie. It's the Saints Players Show on WWL. Saints defensive end Marcus Davenport here at Hooters on Vets and Metairie. If you're out and about in Metairie, swing on by and get an autograph from number 92. From the black and gold. Marcus, so here you are in the NFL. How do you think overall your rookie season's going for you and also for the team? Obviously, winning is important.
You know, it's pretty decent. You know, I always feel like I always look at the negatives because there's a lot I want to improve on. I want to be better for my team. But overall, it's off to a decent start. But, you know, it's going to get better.
You want to see those sack numbers go up a little bit? Get a couple more TFLs?
I want to see all of it go up.
Marcus Davenport here, Saints defensive end. Any hobbies?
I like poetry.
Poetry?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm trying to learn how to play the guitar.
All right. That would make two of us. I want to learn how to play the guitar. First off, though, you write poetry or you read poetry?
Write poetry.
You write poetry?
Yep.
Anything published?
Only on this little weird app. It's called Poet's Corner.
Poet's Corner. So folks can go there and they can see your poems.
But, you know, you won't find it. It's not under my name.
Oh, so it's anonymous.
No, it's not anonymous, but I, you know, all poets have a poet name.
Oh, so can you give us your poet name or no?
Yeah, Samaj Davenport.
Samaj Davenport.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. Do you have any committed to memory as far as a poem that you could recite?
Nope. Not for tonight.
Okay.
So go find that.
So I'm fascinated by this. So how do you sit down an hour, 2 hours in a night and just crank a couple of them out, one of them out, what?
It's really spontaneous. You know, sometimes I could just be in – I could be at practice and I think of something, and I'm like, okay, when I get back, I have to write that down.
Okay. So poetry, and what else you said?
Playing – well, I love music, so I've been really big into trying to learn.
Yeah, trying to learn how to play the guitar. So you've started on those guitar lessons?
Yeah. It's coming, you know, with football season.
Can't do too much on that right now.
Yeah.
It's an off-season project.
Exactly.
Hanging out with Marcus Davenport here on Saints Radio at the Saints Player Show, Hooters on Vets and Metairie. Looking ahead to the Baltimore Ravens. Coming off the bye week, how do you guys feel like you handled the bye week?
Personally, I feel like I handled it good. You know, I can't really speak on everybody else, but the way we did come back, you know, I feel like we're going to be able to play our kind of game.
Did you feel like you guys had a lot of energy coming back when you got back on the practice field?
Oh, yeah. You know, it was just great being able to be back out there. I think my biggest thing was I couldn't really wait to come back and, you know, get to this game. You know, game day is, like, weirdly enough, it's, like, the best part.
Sunday against the Ravens, what stands out for you on film when you watch the Ravens?
Well, you know, they're a good team. And we have to be able to play our game. Hi. And they're a dangerous team, you know, with explosives, with great players, with great blockers. You know, they play until and even through the whistle. You know, it's going to be a fight.
Has it been talked about in that building this week that under Sean Payton and Drew Brees, the Saints have never beaten the Ravens? Has that been talked about?
No. I just learned that right now. But honestly, you know, we can't really look at them much different. You know, it's week by week. We're going to try to take them out like we try to take out everybody.
Saints defenseman Marcus Davenport here on the Saints Player Show. This is Sports Talk on WWLAMFM.com. Hanging out with number 92 of the New Orleans Saints, Marcus Davenport out here at Hooters on Vets and Metairie. Go right to our phone lines. We've got a mystery guest. What's going on, mystery guest? Go ahead. You're on with Marcus Davenport.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, this is Cam Jordan here. I really just wanted to know who was faster, Marcus or Cam Jordan. And I also like to say I've heard Cam Jordan is a little bit taller than Marcus and a little bit faster. But, I mean, the question is, who is faster, Cam or Marcus?
I feel like that should be easy. Me.
Oh.
Of course. Oh. And I'm taller. But shout out to my dude, Cam.
You want to go ahead, Mr. All right. Guest?
Yeah. You know, I'd like to say that I think I'm faster still, but it's cool.
You know, it's Cam, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Cam, thanks for being a good sport, man. Anything else you want to give Marcus a hard time about?
Man. You know, this rookie's got everything under control. My guy has come on with flash and flair, and, you know, in a couple of years, I'm sure he will be faster than me.
Cam, hey, look, just from as a veteran standpoint, what do you think of this guy sitting to my left in terms of how he's progressed this year?
You know, from start to you know, start of the season till now, he keeps growing. So for him to just do it at such this rapid pace, I mean, I'm probably more proud of him than he knows it. So, you know, and 10 games from now, when he's sitting there poised for this playoff run, you know, we're going to be one hell of a tandem. And we are only going to continue to get better.
Cam Jordan calling in here as a surprise guest for Marcus Davenport. Good luck this Sunday, Cam, against the Baltimore Ravens. Thanks for being a good sport.
Yeah. Go ahead, then.
Did you pick it up right away?
Shoot, I was just thinking, how many people really call and sound like that talking about Cam? Plus, we always talk about that. He says he's faster. I always tell him no.
Well, I got to tell you, I put him up to it. I texted him. I'm like, hey, Marcus is doing the show. You want to call in and give him a hard time? We try to do that every once in a while with some of the players, some of their teammates. Is he the jokester in the D-line room? He seems like he would be.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Cam can do no wrong, so yeah.
What do you mean by he can do no wrong? Like in the film room?
No, Cam is just Cam. Cam likes to play around sometimes. And shoot, it really lifts up the mood. So,
who's the more serious one along the D line?
Shout out to my boy Trey.
Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of tends to go hard. I don't think he knows any other speed than 101.
Hey, but you know that's good. You know, what I hate is seeing him do that, and then I'm like, well, now it's a challenge. But, you know, that's my dog.
What's the competition like within that room, in that group, in terms of everybody's kind of pushing each other? Just talk about that if you can.
You know, it's a brotherhood. But even then, you know, you want to be able to beat your brother. And that's kind of the mindset that we have going in. You know, we always want to one-up each other, whether it's in, you know, winning or, you know, even sometimes when we try to block each other. You know, we do scout team. We actually try to block each other. You know, it's just all to get better.
When you see Taysom Hill doing some of the things he's doing as a quarterback, but quote-unquote athlete, it kind of brought the college atmosphere of being an athlete. When you see him doing that stuff, what do you think?
I wish I could do that. But, no, that's just testament to how smart he is, how much of an athlete he is. He's a weapon, no matter where you put him.
So you grew up, your family's from New Orleans, grew up as a Saints fan, and now you're playing with Drew Brees. All right, what does that feel like? You probably watched him play growing up, and then now you're sharing a locker room with him and sharing a playing field with him.
You know, it's sometimes, you know, I try to forget, but, you know, I kind of freaked out the first time I met him. Couldn't really talk.
So you were starstruck?
Yeah, I was starstruck. You know, I saw him, and I'm like, that's Drew Brees. And he was talking. He gave me a hug. But all I could think about was, that's Drew Brees. That's Drew Brees, yeah. But now I think I've calmed down a lot. You know, I'm just trying to work, you know, trying to be able to win for him.
When did it sink in that, hey, he's a teammate? Like, you know, that's, yeah, he's Drew Brees, but he's also, I'm an NFL player as well.
Shoot. I don't really know. I haven't really let it sink in. You know, of course, you know, Drew's so Drew, but, you know, he did call me brother one time, and I was like, shout out, Drew.
What, to see a quarterback, he gets in there pregame, right, gets all fired up.
Yeah.
To see a quarterback do that, that's kind of rare. It's usually a defensive player or usually, you know, somebody like that. And you see him doing that. How much does that motivate you guys pregame?
You know, it's a big deal, you know, especially his words of wisdom. And it's a great start to our game, you know. In college, how would I say? You're right. Sometimes it was a defensive player. But we had our own quarterback do that. And it's just great to see that continue.
You have any pregame rituals, routines, man?
Meals? Nah, man, I really eat anything.
So you're not superstitious? You don't have a certain routine you like to go through?
I do have a couple things I like to do. I like to, like, I wouldn't be too mad if they got, like, messed with, but there's certain things I just like to do.
Yeah. You don't want to share any of those?
Really, it just starts off with get 2 IVs and then put all of my stuff on. And go out there and at least run around the field one time.
Just to ensure the hydration, get the IVs?
Yeah, yeah. Well, weirdly enough, I just tried it one game, and we won. So now I can't stop doing it.
Okay, so you tried it with the Saints?
Yeah.
And you won. So you're gonna. So as long as this winning streak's going, you're getting 2 IVs?
Yes.
Before the game. What's in the headset? What's in the headphones pregame, listening to music? What's the pregame playlist?
So it's all over the place.
You said you like different styles, different genres of music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if you guys ever heard of them, but Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Rainbow Kitten Surprise?
Yeah.
I have not. What kind of genre is it?
I would say more, I don't know, alternative, not even rock, indie. Like, okay. They're a really different kind of group.
That sounds like it. Rainbow Kitten Surprise is not necessarily a common one. So,
but yeah, you know, of course I put on that Drake, shoot, Kendrick. I'll be all over the place. Lil Wayne, the new Lil Wayne.
You definitely have a wide variety of genres, that's for sure. Marcus Davenport, Saints defenseman. We'll step away and come back and wrap it up here on the Saints Players Show on WWLAMFM.com. And Marcus Davenport, Saints defensive end here for the next couple of minutes at Hooters on Vets and Metairie, our home each and every Thursday for the Saints Players Show during the football season. The Saints and Ravens, along with Marcus Davenport, taking on the Baltimore Ravens at 3:05 on Sunday. Fans First Take at 11 a.m. with Seth Dunlap and Steve Court. The Bud Light Countdown to kickoff with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and myself at 1 p.m. And then it's game day with Zach Streif and Deuce McAllister right here on Saints Radio. Kickoff is at 3:05. Saints and Ravens, we'll wrap this thing up. Marcus, who'd you grow up watching, playing? What player did you grow up and say, hey, maybe I want to craft my game similar to his?
Let's see. Calvin Johnson, even though he's a receiver. J.J. Watt, DeMarcus Ware.
You get a lot of comparisons to him, right?
Who?
To DeMarcus Ware. When you were coming out, everybody was saying that y'all had similar kind of length, et cetera, and agility, athleticism. So how do you feel about that?
Hey, it's an honor to be even compared. But, I'm still trying to play my own game and make it my own way.
What's the best feedback you've gotten so far from – this is a unique fan base out here, right? And they follow you guys, they support you guys. But if you're out in the community, are they recognizing you and hollering at you?
Sometimes, when I do go out, most of the time I just go back home and hang out with my teammates. But, I felt the love. I think the first week I got here, I think the weirdest thing that was said to me was like, oh, you're supposed to be the savior? I'm like, oh, no. But, it's just been nothing but love.
This fan base, once again, is kind of unique. Do you kind of like to kind of take a laid-back approach, though, right? You don't really like to be in the limelight.
Not at all. I'll just be chilling.
Yeah, it's a unique approach. And so I learned today that you're a poet. You want to learn how to play guitar. We already know that you're a fantastic football player. And what's your go-to New Orleans dish?
Oh, man, pasta. I remember I came down here a long time ago, and I had the blackened chicken with the, pasta.
Fettuccine?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just fell in love with that.
It's not necessarily native New Orleans. Like, what's your seafood of choice?
Seafood? Crawfish.
Crawfish?
Crawfish. Okay. Like, if I do eat seafood, it'd be, I eat some crawfish.
You know how to boil them?
No?
You got to learn. You got to learn.
That's why I have y'all. Y'all can come teach me, or just, better yet, cook them.
Yeah. So cook them for you, and then tell you, hey, we got crawfish, Marcus. Now you can come eat.
Exactly.
There you go. Marcus Davenport, Saints defensive end. Look, man, it's been a pleasure having you. Thanks so much for coming out, all right? Good luck this Sunday against the Ravens, all right?
Well, thank you.
You bet. There you go. Saints defensive end, Marcus Davenport, coming up next hour. Fantasy Frenzy will help you win your fantasy league. Fantasy Frenzy is going to be with Kevin Payne, senior writer, rotowire.com, at rotowire on Twitter, at KCPayne26. Thursday night football getting set. Cardinals and Denver Broncos in Arizona. Sports Talk rolls on here on Saints Radio, WWLAMFMN.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.